News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Two men in their 40s have been killed after a helicopter crashed in County Westmeath yesterday. The aircraft is understood to have hit a building in the Jarristown townland close to Raharney GAA Club between the villages of Raharney and Killucan. And Graeme Liddy, former head of engineering with the Air Accident Investigation Unit, joins us now. Good morning to you, Graeme. What do we know about this crash?
Well, firstly, I'd like to express my sympathy to the family and friends of all the two people who died in the accident. Right? I've lost a large number of people myself over the years in the airplane crashes, and I know how traumatic it can be. This helicopter was equipped with a device called a transponder, which shows up the helicopter on the Dublin Secretary radar system. And this allows us to actually see where the airport craft actually was and give us some indications as to what it was actually doing. And this data can be openly accessed on the internet. And the secondary radar shows that the helicopter was engaged in what we call auto-rotative training. And that's practicing for the contingency of an engine failure in the helicopter. And it teaches the pilot under instruction how to perform a landing after the engine in the helicopter actually fails. And the helicopter in this case had performed four auto rotations in the area of the accident. And it was on the fifth practice auto rotation that the tragedy occurred.
Okay.
So we don't know whether the auto rotation had anything to do with the cause of the accident or not. And it would be very wrong to speculate on that at this point in time, given
okay.
what we know on it.
All right. But presumably those manoeuvres are somewhat dangerous, having said that they're obviously necessary for the training of pilots. Do we know much about this type of an aircraft, this type of helicopter specifically?
This helicopter, it's a Bell 505 helicopter, which was developed from the Bell 205 helicopter. It's known as the Jet Ranger. And it's thousands and thousands of them have been built and operated around the world. So they're a very popular helicopter and a very long history going back over the years, right? It has a capacity to carry five people altogether, but there are only two aboard on this occasion, which would be normal during training exercises.
Okay. And maybe lastly, Graeme, do we know how long, and I echo your obviously sincere condolences to those affected, the families of those who've lost their lives in this dreadful accident, but do we know how long an investigation might take into a crash like this before we have the full picture and all the answers?
That's like asking how long a length of string, a piece of string is, unfortunately. One of the difficulties in this situation is these smaller aircraft are very rarely equipped with flight recorders and voice recorders and flight data recorders. And this makes the job of the investigation a bit more difficult. And they have to crawl through the wreckage and use a kind of old-fashioned methods to try and determine what actually happened. So it may be quite obvious from the evidence available at the site what actually caused the accident, or it may not. It may quite take a large number of months, even a year, to unravel.
Look, thank you very much for joining us this morning on all of that. That is Graeme Liddy there, former head of engineering with the Air Accident Investigation Unit.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.